Good morning.
Good morning.
It's an honor to be with you again. Thank you. I love you too. Thank you. To God be all the glory. The title of my talk today is Blessed. I used this same title at a different church last week, and then Spirit told me to use it again. But the content he gave me, well, except for the little cute story, is pretty much the same. But I spent a lot of time researching and putting these notes together, and then I let go and let God have God's way. So it's rarely what I've written. So let's just know that God is getting ready to do a mighty full work to us, in and through us. I love that song. That was beautiful. Faith, thank you. A wealthy man dies and goes to heaven. And he brought with him all his earthly belongings because he wanted to keep his stuff. It's his stuff. He wanted to keep it. So he shows up at the pearly gate. And St. Peter says, "Oh, my sorry, sir. You can't bring all that in here." The man says, "But please, please. God blessed me to be able to work so hard for everything. And I just can't bear to leave it. It's so precious to me." Finally, St. Peter agreed to discuss the situation with his boss, who says, "Fine, let him bring it, but tell him he can only bring one suitcase, so whatever he can fit in that is great." And the man was just thrilled. He was overjoyed. So he goes through everything, and he loads up one of his largest bags and presents it to St. Peter for inspection. It's filled to the brim with gold bars. St. Peter looked at him quizzically and says, "You even brought pavement? You know, the streets of heaven are paved with gold. Come on, folks." See, last week they got it. Are you guys awake? wake up. Well, we are in this phase of life where we are waking up, aren't we? More and more. I like to go to Charles Fillmore's The Revealing Word to find out the meaning of words, because even though we may think it means one thing, metaphysically it could mean something altogether different. So I went to The Revealing Word, I almost said Daily Word, went to The Revealing Word to look up what does Charlie have to say about blessed. And he says, We impart the quickened to be blessed means that we impart the quickening spiritual power that produces growth and increase. It's the power of multiplication. I said, "Okay, tell me more." I wasn't satisfied with just that. And I know that life is simple. It is we who make it complicated. But being a spiritual being, having this human experience like all the rest of you, I wanted to dig deeper. And one of my favorite things to do is to go back to the very early days of the Daily Word. And I, you know, there's a little search thing you can put in there, put your word in, and I read all of them that had blessed all the way back to 1930. I said, "This should be good." And the Daily Word from 1930, to show you how God has been teaching us and teaching us and teaching us and teaching us, and, you know, we're a little thick in the head. It says, "With my thoughts centered upon God, the good, I am showered with blessings of good." How's it working for you? You got showers of blessing coming to you every day? Well, good. Good for you, and good for you, and good for you, and you. And that's a small percentage of us. We don't realize the blessings that we do get. And I want to remind you, there's so many blessings. And usually when I talk about blessings, I take people through when they get up in the morning, you know, and your body raises up out of the bed. You could throw your legs over and actually walk to the bathroom. And your body says, "We need an evacuation here this morning." So you said, "Okay." Well, you may or may not have flipped on the light switch, but you know what? How many blessings have you had then? You woke up, you were in your right mind, your body is working. You could throw them legs over the side of the bed and stand up erect. I remember a time when I was first healing from the surgery I had on this arm, getting out of bed. You wouldn't think that an arm would cause an imposition, but getting out of bed was rough. And getting upright. Get upright, I could walk to the bathroom. And then I get in there and I thought, oh, darn. This is the one time I wish I was a man, because now I got to sit down. And that was painful. And then you sit down, you got to get back up. But we go through that. That was a blessing that I could do it. But I was in my, you know, my snarliness. But I eventually got to thank you, God, that I was able to take care of this for my body's sake. Well, the Daily Word from October 1930 says, with my thoughts centered upon God, the good, I am showered blessings of good. God's blessings are poured out upon me as my eyes are turned heavenward, directed to the high realization that he ever blesses me. In this consciousness of blessings, naught but blessings can come to me. You hear what they said? In the consciousness of blessing, nothing but good can come to you. In the realization that I abide in the presence of God, the omnipresence of good, I am showered with blessings. Sounds good to me. I noticed to enumerate the blessings that I had received. You know that old song, count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. But we don't always do that. When we sit down to count our blessings, we think of the multitude, the big stuff. We don't think that it was a blessing that we were able to wake up, open our eyes, throw those legs over the side of the bed, stand up and walk to the bathroom. We don't think of the blessings that we could hit that little lever and water would go swoosh and take away all the waste. We don't think of it a blessing when we turn on the hot and cold water and wash our hands or wash our face or whatever you want to do. We don't think of that as a blessing. We just expect it to be there, right? It's an expectation. You got to remember, count your blessings one by one. And then, you know, I could go on and on and on, but I won't, because I think I've given you an idea that when you go to the kitchen, you know, your shower comes on, of course, if you shower in the morning or take a bath or whatever you do. Bless you, honey. You go to the kitchen, the light comes on in the kitchen, and you want to, I think I want a cup of coffee this morning. And everything flows fine. I'm not a coffee drinker in the morning. I drink water in the morning. Deepak Chopra taught me back in 1982 to drink at least 16 ounces of filtered, clear, room temperature water in the morning. Keeps your body flushing, although sometimes it wants to flush right when I want to get out the door, like this morning. And I just said, God's in charge, I'm not. As I count my blessings, I find that they multiply and increase. Hey, now there's a ticket to heaven right there, huh? You count your blessings and they multiply and increase, and you have more and more and more to be grateful for. I see that my good appears in ever-increasing measure. I witness God bringing more and more of my blessings to view. I know that I have the power to bestow blessings upon others through rising to the high consciousness in which only blessings are found. Rise into the high consciousness where only blessings are found. We are so richly blessed in so many wonderful ways. You know, our world is going through a lot of stuff right now. I wonder if you're counting all your blessings. You know, don't count your blessings that you're glad that you're not where people are getting mowed down, or getting mowed down with vehicles, or getting mowed down with the artillery. That's not a blessing. That's not a blessing that it didn't happen to you. It's a blessing that you know to turn to God to pray for all of it. There's the blessing. That's a big blessing. Because we know that in unity we teach that God is all, both invisible and invisible. God is the one power, the one presence that's active in the universe and in all things. God is in that person and God is in you. It's the same God. And that has all, that, well, doesn't anymore, but it used to baffle me. I used to say, in my ignorance, God, I'm sure I'm glad that wasn't me. That's damning those people, because that's part of you. Your consciousness joined their consciousness. Now, I realize that in some areas, in some situations, there's so many awful things seemingly happening to them that we don't want to be a part of it. But we are negating them. We'll just say, if they kill you all today, well, don't let them come over here. Well, what kind of Christianity is that? Where's the love in that? It's not there. We have to step out of the drama, and we had a lot of drama this week. It's like I couldn't keep up with all the dramas. But you see, God is banging on our hood. Say, wake up, wake up. God is banging on our hood to wake us up to what's happening in the world, because he's got a whole better world coming forth to us as we shift into this higher consciousness. But we'll never get there as long as we're separating ourselves from others. We have an individual that's in power in our country now who is doing his best to act out in all the awful ways that we would never, ever imagine a person of that authority would act out in. But you got to remember, that person too is a child of God. That person too is loved by God just as much as God loves me and you and everybody and everything else, because God is no respecter of persons. Oh, it's irritating. I grant you that. And I have been tempted to put my hands on my imagination and say a few choice words. But thank you God, that I know God. And I know that with God, everything happens for a reason and a purpose. I had to sit myself down last year, I guess it was, and said, what is the reason for this individual's vitriol? What's the purpose for it? It seems like every time that person does something really ugly and hurtful, and people say, oh, well, he won't be around long. And then he does something else. Nothing, hear me, nothing on this earth happens without God's awareness. Nothing. You see, my personal opinion and what I've received in my meditations is that we have gotten off track so badly that God needs to send these individuals to wake us up, to realize we are blessed to be a blessing. And those of us, especially those of us in Unity and New Thought, we know better. We know better. I was in California a couple weeks ago at my family reunion, and I met a young relative who is like a Pentecostal minister, young fellow, great. And I talked to him for a bit, and I could see the differences. There is no better than, it's just differences in his path than our path. And I offered no words of wisdom, because that would have been out of line. He believes what he believes, and he's learning to teach it. You know what? It's better he's teaching some than none. He wasn't out in the street with the gangbang and all that other, I'm trying to find a nice word, I'll call it crazy stuff. No, he's in the church. And some of the things he said to me, I've learned to say, I hear you. I hear you. I agree. I don't have to be in perfect agreement with anything any of you say or any somebody from a different spiritual path will say. Because I tell people who are from different spiritual paths, well, when they say, well, what is unity? My neighbor wanted me to talk to two ladies that came to his store yesterday, and he gave them his phone. And he said, this is my neighbor. This is Reverend Carol. She is so wonderful. She's this, she's that, and I want you to talk to her. And the very first thing those ladies said to me was, what church do you minister at? And I said, I'm a minister at large. I visit churches when they need help. Oh, so you don't have a regular pastor? I said, God is my pastor. God tells me what I need to know, when I know, and what I need to share. And they went, okay. They kind of backed away. I could hear them backing away from it. I said, but God is all. I said, let me explain it to you this way. God is like that huge oak tree. You know, the oak tree has got a humongous trunk. And you know, the oak tree, it has, oh, so many branches, especially if it's been around 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, whatever years. Lots and lots of branches. And off those big branches come the little branches. And then there's more, it keeps multiplying. And I said, but you know what? They all get their food from that one source, those roots in the ground. That's God. That's God. I said, you know, God made us individualized expressions of itself. Itself? I said, yep, God is not a he or a she. We put those labels on him. I said, and sometimes I too use those labels of he. It depends on who I'm talking to because I want people to get it. I want them to hear it. But God is not a he or a she. God is spirit. Jesus taught us we worship him in spirit and in truth. Spirit doesn't look like a man. And it darn sure doesn't look like a woman. But for our own understanding, we just throw that label on him. God doesn't need labels. We don't need labels. You know? So anyway, I told him, I said, we all get our food from the same source. And because God has made us these individualized expressions, we're all going to express it differently. How we say it is not as important as how are we connected to the source. Who is your source? She said, Jesus. I said, no, it's not. What do you mean Jesus is my source? I said, Jesus came as the Son of God. Jesus came to explain what God wants us to know. Jesus is not Lord of all. He's the Son of God. He was the Son of God. And he came and he knew that he was only going to be here a short period of time. And during that period of time that he was to bless our world by helping us understand to you know, how you see those braids, how ropes are braided and how girls are braiding their hair. Well, we were all braided up, twisted up, messed up. Jesus taught us how to undo that braid, undo that rope and hang free. Be the divine expression of God that you truly are. That's the biggest blessing we could ever receive. Know who you are and whose you are. And guess what? We don't beat ourselves up along the way for having a thought or two of stinking thinking. You know, I speak of stinking thinking a lot. And it's that thinking that you know it's wrong. You know it's wrong when you said it, but you want to, your ego tells you, hang on to that. But your spirit says, you know that's wrong. Let it go. Let it go. And the beauty of being a divine child of God is that in any moment, we can forgive ourselves. Any moment that we recognize truth as truth is, we can let go and let God handle it and begin again. That's a beautiful thing. God knows that you're going to go back silly. God knows you were going to run that. Like I ran a stop sign this morning. I couldn't believe I did that. But my human mind was so caught up into time and I thought, oh God, was that a policeman sitting there? And I said, God, I take responsibility for what I did. Don't let that be a police car because I'm already running late as it is. And sure enough, it wasn't a police car. So I felt even blessed by that. Because I didn't want to take the time to stop and tell him, you know, I'm rushing, I got to go way across town. I had my story, but it was the truth. Plus, I was talking to my girlfriend. Anyway, God blessed me that was just a regular person going wherever he's going, and he was way down the road. He saw me. I didn't really cut him off because he was like 3 or 4 houses back. But I carried the guilt of that for a minute because I should have been paying more attention. That was my ding, ding, ding. Watch out, kiddo. Pay attention when you're driving one of these things. Do you know cars weigh about 2,000 pounds? And we put a bunch of them on the road all together at the same time. And we're driving at 60, 70, sometimes 80 miles an hour. And we don't run into each other too frequently. there was a bad accident that closed part of the freeway that I come down, but thank God, for my sake, it was on the other side of the road. But then it wasn't long after that, well, I saw this guy, he must have been doing 85, 90 miles an hour, just cutting people off. Back in the day, before I became truly transformed, I would have had some few choice adjectives for him and his behavior. But now I see it from a different perspective. I bless him. I bless him that he doesn't hurt himself or anybody else. You see, we can be blessed, and we have to be a blessing if we want more blessings. The more you give, the more you receive. So let's talk about what's going on in our world right now. You know, you've heard me say time and time again that the scripture teaching is that we can't put new wine into old skins. And that's because once that wine is out of the old skins, it dries. The skin dries and it cracks. And if you put new wine in there, you know, it leaks out. That scripture is not in the Bible just by chance, because everything is on reason, on purpose, for divine reason and divine purpose. So our wineskin, our bodies, our consciousness, some of it is a little cracked, and the wine isn't seeking out, sipping, leaking out, excuse me. But there might be a little dribble drab somewhere. And that's our wake-up call to pay attention. Pay attention, because God's not going to put all this good stuff in you to take you off into this new world that we're shifting to if you're still dragging all this old baggage behind. It's not going to happen. Some of the beliefs that we've held for years, when someone tells us that there is a higher thinking, some of us want to defend that. Well, that's what my grandparents said, and that's what my parents said, so that's what's supposed to be, right? No. God told us to think it, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, and all these things will be granted unto you, and everything will be made clear to you. Our consciousness is like those wineskins. We want it to hold all the good stuff. So we have to be transformed, as the scriptures tell us, by the renewing of your mind. We are to come to God as though we're little children. Innocent little children that don't know right from wrong or light from day, happy from sad, until we teach them. We teach our children whether to be happy, whether to be sad, whether to do anything. The only thing we don't teach them is when to be hungry. Because they come down that birth chute dictating when they're hungry and when their bottom needs to be changed. They will let you know in no uncertain terms. And that's all they know. Because all the good stuff that God put in them before they came through that chute, they've forgotten. So we spend our lives growing and being, and we forget that we knew all that before we came to the earth to be born. We forget that we had certain challenges that we would face. We forget that we had certain blessings to come and bless the world with. And then one day we come into transformation, we say, oh, see, like I remember that from somewhere. Where that is, only God knows. But what we do know is that there's absolutely nothing that happens that God doesn't know about. There's absolutely nothing that we see, that we do, that God didn't already know about. When I fell and broke my arm, I was amazed when some realizations came to me. And I said, God, you mean you knew that this was going to happen to me before I was born? And you knew that I was going to go through this particular challenge? I thought, well, you blew my mind. If you think about yourself and your own personal evolution and how blessed you've been to receive blessings from God, just like you reached for your toothbrush this morning and it was there, and you had toothpaste or mouthwash or whatever you do, it was there. Those are blessings too. We must spiritually prepare ourselves for this shift we're going through. We can't put it off. There is no someday out. There is no maybe later on. I've been reading a lot of materials about this eclipse that's going to happen tomorrow. None of us have been here to experience it before. All I know is if you don't have those special glasses, your best bet is to close your blinds and sit in quiet contemplation for that time if you can. You know, I don't know what they're going to do in workplaces tomorrow, but they've got to be very careful. Because, you know, some eager beaver is going to go try to look out the window and to blind themselves. But this is an opportunity for transformation. We have this divine opportunity tomorrow to sit as long as you can, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, the longer the better. I think it's going to last almost 2 hours, is it? Most of us don't have 2 hours in our day to sit there. Fortunately, I can, because my Monday is your Saturday. You know, on Saturday, you guys are busy doing things, running around. Well, Saturday, I'm working, preparing. So Monday is my do-nothing day, unless I want to. Maybe run to the store or something. But I intend to do this. They said the last time this happened was 90-some-odd years ago. Long time ago. None of us in this room were around. But I see this as a divine opportunity that God has given us to flip the switch and begin again. I've been reading so much material, and they said it's a good time to eliminate negative thinking. Open to receive more prosperity. Ooh, what does that mean? Greater health, greater wealth, greater love, greater success, greater abundance of all things good and perfect. I don't know about you, that sounds pretty doggone good to me. Anybody in here doesn't want greater health? You know, if you don't want health, let me talk to you afterwards. How about greater abundance? You want greater abundance? Yeah. I was listening to a TV preacher this morning, and he was saying, just because it hasn't come yet, don't think it's not coming. See, that's our quote-unquote test to see, where's your faith? Where is your faith in God? Recognize that we're blessed. So tomorrow we have an opportunity. Spend a little time, whatever you can, in the silence, and ask God the question, what am I to do? What would you have me do with this? And just sit with that. If you can only sit 10 minutes. Tell them at work you're going to the bathroom. They know some of us take a few minutes. And just sit with that. God, what is it that I am to do in this? Because we are not here by accident. We are all here by divine appointment and on purpose. God is our source. It's time for us to stop giving up fear. False evidence appearing is real. Because, you know, there are only two emotions, love and fear. We are either worshiping at the altar of love or at the altar of fear. The altar of love brings us all the beautiful blessings of God, all the opportunities to be, to do, to have. And the altar of fear. I don't know anybody has told me anything good. No good thing comes. Now, there are people out there in the world that do ugly things from a place of fear and doing their best to implant fear into others so that they can achieve through them. But you know, it doesn't last. It eventually catches up to them. Because what do we say? God is invisible. God is the source. God is all, sees all, does all. You can't hide from God. God knows what you're going to do. So that ugly word you said about that person, that judgment you made about that person, you know, you think God didn't hear it? You think you were being sneaky when you said it behind their back or when you were across town? No, God hears that, and you will pay for that because he's told you don't do that. Be the space that love can express through. So as we shift into this higher consciousness, remembering all the blessings that we have, God is no, what do I want to say? It won't come out. God is not particular about anybody. Okay? He sees us all the same. We're all beautiful in God's eyes. Even if other humans say, thank you, the ugliest creature ever born. To God, you're beautiful. And I'm not picking on you because you're gorgeous. God sees us, his beautiful, divine, beloved children. He is no respecter of persons. That's what I was trying to say. He is no respecter of persons. What he's done for other individuals that want you to think that you have to be big, mighty, and powerful to do the things that they're to do, to have the material trappings. You can have it too. But maybe your soul says, all that isn't necessary. I'll take what makes me happy. I don't have to be the biggest and the baddest and the loudest and the biggest purveyor of untruths to show you how wonderful I am. No, no, because the little person that recognizes who they are and whose they are, and they let the cosmic tuba for crack of God crack open their head and get that broom and sweep out the dunk and fill it up with goodness. Goodness, grace, and mercy comes from God. God is a good God. And we don't have to plead and beg. I had an interesting conversation with an individual a couple of weeks ago about please. We don't have to plead or beg God for anything because he's already told us that all that the Father has is ours. We are his divine heirs to the kingdom of God. All that the Father has is ours. All we have to do is just get rid of that stinking thinking. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Renew your mind. Oh, well, you're what, 50, 60, 70, 80, maybe 90 years old? And you've been thinking like this all your life? Well, guess what? It's a new dawn. It's a new day. It's a new moment to recognize how blessed you are to begin to change, excuse me, and to begin again. There's nothing to fear but fear itself. I think it was one of our presidents, or was it, I forget which one it was that said that. Churchill, thank you. I knew it was somebody from England. Couldn't think of it. See, there's only one of us here. You see, that's my other part coming out to help. I love it. There's nothing to fear but fear itself. Because we don't need to, as when we know who we are and whose we are, fear has no place in our lives. We just say, get thee behind me. Isn't that what Jesus said? Get thee behind me. Which says, you're not worth anything to me. I don't believe you. You're not a part of me, so I'm gonna let you go. Our Almighty God is the only power in our lives unless we choose fear, stinking thinking. We're always a choice, always, always, always a choice. And as we go into these next few weeks, as we see how the world is playing this picture out, just think of it, each time, I'm gonna flip to politics, each time that individual did something that we thought was appalling, and people say, well, why? And, oh, that's awful. What did we say? What is it telling us? That person could not be doing what it's doing without God. He said, well, God lets that kind of stuff go on? What do we see in unity? There's a divine reason and a purpose for everything that happens. So I have begun the habit, I think I shared with you once before, that when I hear all that, what I'm going to call rubbish, because it's not truth. Anything that is truth comes from love. There is nothing that I have heard coming out of that situation that is loving. It's all selfish. It's all selfish, and it's negative, and it's harmful. And God is saying, what do I have to have him say to you that will wake you up? This is the biggest awakener that we have ever had. And we have this opportunity tomorrow to sit in the silence and pray for a better day, that all that negativity and ugliness can be transformed. Don't believe in that stuff. Believe in God, who believes in you, who is our creator. God is bigger than all of that nonsense. So when I see the pontification and all that stuff on television, I just say, God bless. God bless it. God always wins. Negativity, it may win for a nanosecond, but God always wins. So somebody said, you mean you still watch the news? I said, I sure do. Not as much as I used to, but I watch it now to say, God bless. And nothing has warmed my heart more than seeing all these groups that are speaking up against negativity. Did you notice that after last weekend in Virginia, more people were coming from love. They weren't so angry, and more people were awakened that's not right, that's not good. And I was sitting there writing my message for last Sunday, and I said, I got up from the computer and I started doing a hallelujah happy dance. I said, God, thank you, thank you, thank you. You're waking people up that they're not going to stand and allow this negativity, this wave of negativity that's been mowing us down for how many years, hundreds of years, to be operational anymore. We're saying, no way, Jose, get thee behind me, negativity. We're going in love. We're going in love. If you are in agreement with me, I have a little affirmation here that I would like for you to repeat. I'll read it all, then I'd like you to repeat it after me. And it says, I am God's beloved child. Nothing or anyone can control my thinking and my life. I am blessed. I am a blessing. I am alive for God and God alone. If that resonates with your spirit, I'm going to read it to you little by little and have you affirm it with me. I am God's beloved child.
I am God's beloved child.
Nothing nor anyone can control my thinking and my life.
Can control my thinking and my life.
I am blessed. I'm a blessing.
I am alive for God and God alone.
I have a song that I'm gonna teach you. I called Michael yesterday. I hate doing it at the last minute, but sometimes Spirit doesn't dump it into me to the last minute. But I learned this song at Unity of the Hills in Austin, Texas. I went out there a few times and spoke at their church. And the song goes, I'm blessed. And it says, I am blessed, I am blessed. Every day of my life, I am blessed, 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 5 times. When I wake up in the morning, till I lay me down to rest, I am blessed. I am blessed. Okay, you game?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll sing it through once, and then the second time you can join me, okay? I am blessed. I am blessed. Every day of my life, I am blessed, 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 blessed. When I wake up in the morning, till I lay me down to rest, I am blessed. I am blessed. You got it? Okay. We won't do all the verses because the second verse was like your earliest song. The second one is I'm love, I'm peace, I'm joy. But we'll just stick with blessed for now. You ready? I am blessed. I am blessed. Every day of my life, I am blessed, 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 blessed. When I wake up in the morning, till I lay me down to rest, I am blessed. I am blessed. Sounds wonderful. I stand in my shower and sing that in the morning. And sometimes when I'm waking up feeling kind of groggy, and I wash my face and I look in there, just before I brush my teeth, and I'll start singing. And before you know it, I'm saying, I am blessed, I'm joy, I'm peace, I'm love. Because that is the truth. And may the truth always be your first thought, your first thing to come to. God is good to us, but we have to start being good to God. I bless you with rich and abundant blessings. May God bless you with all that he has and more. More, all that you can conceive and believe is yours, is mine, because we are one. I can't want for me and not want it for you too, because that's like cutting my fingers off. So know that you're blessed. I love you, I appreciate you, and I behold the Christ in each and every one of you. Thank you so much.